Jason Phillips, the head coach with the East Sac girls basketball team, joining us here as we continue to preview the upcoming girls basketball season here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you been doing?
You know, very good. Great fall. You know, got a little coaching in football, just on a volunteer basis. And so that kind of got me ramped up for girls basketball, and we always like that.
And it's finally that time. How excited were the girls once practice got started?
You know, it's funny because the week before practice started, we were struggling to get people to come to open gym, and I just put out a nice little friendly reminder that I'm going to give you the week off, and we'll find out what not coming to open gym means on come Monday. And they're all excited about having to run. You know, they were a little nervous, and that's not what my deal was. It's funny to say this, but we changed our schedule a little bit, and we have all of 15 or 16 days before our first practice or our first game, excuse me. And you know, so that changes things a little bit. You know, for the last 7 years, we've had a game, you know, within 9 days of when practice starts. Well, that don't give you a lot of time. We always had that first opening date, and so we're always crunched to get stuff in. And it's nice not to have to be scrunching things together. And so we're just taking it a little bit slower, and we're smiling a little bit more, and they're enjoying it a little bit more, I think, for the first 2 days anyway.
So is that the biggest reason to move the Stormlight game to later in the season and to get away from that?
That was the only reason why we moved that. You know, I just didn't feel like we were ready to go within 9 days, you know, of practice. And I didn't think that was fair to the girls. You know, if we're going to play a good team, a bigger team, I want to be competitive. I like to win, but I don't have a problem with losing to a better team and a bigger school district than us. I just wanted to be more prepared. And that's why we moved it. You know, I told their coach that a couple years ago. I said, hey, I don't want to play you on the 22nd. Okay, I said, I don't mind playing you, but I don't want to do it right off the bat. And then sit 12 days and then play our next one. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's hard to do. So I just wanted to get that changed, and we got it. And so, yeah, that's why we changed that.
Talking right now with Jason Phillips. Of course, he is the girls basketball coach at ESAC. And our girls basketball preview show brought to you by Quant Auto, Culver's Pizza Ranch, along with Gatorade. Coach, what was the biggest focus for you and for the girls this summer to get ready for the season?
You know, just kind of trying to get some of the stuff that I wanted to change, a few of the out-of-bounds stuff. We changed our offenses a little bit. I wanted to make sure they understood and knew what we were trying to do before we got going. And we kind of picked that up pretty fast because we do have a fairly older team that's going to play varsity ball. And they've been with us for quite a while. We got a lot of players that have played for, this will be their third year. We got a couple that have, you know, for 2 years now playing on varsity level. So shooting, you know, you can always shoot. Just that camaraderie that we want to make for, you know, between all of us having a good time and enjoying stuff, but then also working on shooting the ball and understanding what we want to do for the upcoming season.
Coach, you mentioned you got a lot coming back, 8-14 a year ago. I think there's some expectations potentially with this group for this year because of the experience?
There are. You know, we've got a lot of girls that want to be good, want to win, and they're excited to be here. This, you know, and that's kind of why I took them to Waverly this year to play at a team camp. And, you know, we had a lot of fun down there. We played 5 games, got beat by the champion of our little pod, so we ended up second, and it was kind of fun, you know, to go somewhere and play, there are some expectations, and with expectations, there's a little bit more pressure, but with our 4 seniors that we have on the team, I think they can handle it, you know, we're looking forward to the season.
Coach, I look at maybe defense and rebound, especially with Addison Ehler and Kendall Court coming back, as probably two of the strengths for you guys this year. Where do you feel the strengths of this team will be, especially early?
You know, you're exactly right. You know, last last year, both of them were within, at the end of the year, both of them were within two or three rebounds of our school record. So if you have two girls that are right there at our school record, you know, they're getting most of our rebounds, which is good. But we actually, you know, our outside shooting has gotten a lot better. You know, Sarah Bontrager and Kenna Staggart, you know, they're shooting the ball really well. And, you know, we got a healthy group this year. You know, last year we struggled a little bit with some of the girls, and this year I think we're back on track with being healthy and strong, stronger than we were last year. And, you know, and looking forward to playing the game of basketball.
Is that maybe the biggest area you saw the increase was in the outside shooting from the off season?
You know, it is. You know, we struggled at times last year. At times we shot really well from the outside. But, you know, we've got Addie. She's shooting the ball really well from out there. You know, the two girls that I mentioned. And then we got two youngsters. They're juniors this year, Chloe and Jordan. They're shooting the ball really good, too. So, you know, we might have an inside-outside kind of punch that people might have to worry about a little bit.
Coach, as far as defense, what do you hope the defense looks like?
You know, we haven't gotten any quicker. and in saying that, we're not slow, but we're just not very, very quick, okay? And, you know, so in knowing that, you know, sometimes you want to play man, but you can't. So there, we'll have some different looks, you know, going into a lot of different games. You know, our conference and the people that we play are very good. You know, Pokey's very good. Emmitsburg's very good. Maple Valley's very good. And then we're playing Denison. They're very good. You know, Storm Lake's very good. Newell Fauna's always right where they're always at. And Sioux Central, you know, they're very good. So, and they all can shoot the three ball. So we got to get outside. We got to rebound. And we got to make sure we don't give up a lot of threes. And we just got to push the ball down the floor.
Coach, you talk about that schedule. What do you think that schedule helps you guys and this team be able to accomplish this year?
Well, the nice part about when you play a really good schedule is, you know, everybody's trying to get to that end of the year, okay, you know, to be better, right? And as long as the association doesn't put our conference all in one little sectional, okay, I think we're going to be, it will help, okay? And, but you never know what they're going to do, and especially in the volleyball this year. They moved everybody all over, you know, for the most part. They really looked at them eight top teams that they wanted down at the state tournament, and they put them all over. So, you know, that's something that you can't control, but, you know, anytime you can play good opponents, that's going to make you better for the end of the year.
You mentioned Newell Fonda, usually kind of the top of the conference. Are they there this year? Who's up there with them? And where do you think your Raiders team fits into the mix?
You know, Newell Fonda, Sioux Central lost a couple good girls, but I would say they're right up there. Pokey's going to be really good. Emmitsburg, they've got everybody back. And, you know, we always seem, I've never beaten them. But we're always it's always a close game. It's always within 10 points. And so it'll be a fun game to play them right after the first of the year. And so them three or four teams are all right there. I think we're right there with them. It just depends on, you know, how we handle pressure and how we shoot the ball. And there's, you know, Manson's good. Altarilla's good. You know, West Bend Mallard's very good. I don't think they lose anybody. And they beat us last year also, just by a couple points. So, you know, it's work. You know, last year we might have been 8-14, but we could have been 14-8 pretty easy.
Yep.
So, you know, that's you just and with you know, a bigger or heavier senior laden team, hopefully you win them, you know, six games that turn you from 8-14 to 14-8. So, you know, that's something that we look forward to.
Well, Coach, as always, always fun to catch up with you. Looking forward to the season and looking forward to catching up with you each and every week this year.
Yep, no problem. I appreciate it.
Head coach again, Jason Phillips with the ESAC girls basketball team. We'll come back. We'll talk with Gene Rasmussen from IKMN and coming up next year on the Girls Basketball Preview Show.